no theme more wonderful in the entire Bible than the theme of the grace of God and the mercy of God. We're looking at Psalm 136 today. Paul said, God is rich in mercy and he's made us alive when we were dead in trespasses and sins. You see that in Ephesians 2, verse 4. There's no greater theme about which to study or sing. It's a theme for which we should always give thanks. It's a psalm that teaches us that and demands that. Now, the loving kindness or mercy of God is everlasting. Everlasting means it does not end. The mercy of God is endless. Now, when we look down through this psalm, you'll notice that this phrase, for his loving kindness or mercy is everlasting, is used 26 of 26 verses. Each verse ends by reaffirming the point that this mindset of God is forever. The actual Hebrew word that is used here is hesed, which refers to the merciful, gracious, loving kindness of God. It specifically has to do with God showing his affection and mercy as he condescends to help the needs of his miserable and helpless creatures. That Hebrew word refers to an eager desire of God to pour out his love and mercy and favor on those who find themselves in a misfortunate situation. God has a merciful and loving concern for his property. His mercy and loving kindness is connected to everything. Warren Wiersbe said, grace gives me what I do not deserve, and mercy does not give me what I do deserve. This is the part of his forever character. In other words, it's always within the character of God to be merciful and kind things to be done to his creation. No matter what God does, this part of him is forever. There can be no doubt that God does things for all creation because of this. But specifically, those in a right relationship with God experience that on a whole new level. They are those who should always praise God. See, God is to be thanked and praised because his everlasting mercy and care are involved in every aspect of creation and life. So when we look down through this psalm, it may shock some as to what his mercy did. God's grace and mercy are not only seen in the salvation of his people, but also in the destruction of their enemies. Three times in the opening verses, one time in the concluding verse, God's people are challenged to give thanks to God. The list of things that show up in the psalm are all things that God's grace and mercy have provided. So the psalm lists 26 reasons that we are to give thanks to God, all due to the mercy of God. See, God is good because his mercy endures forever. Look at verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. God's the only being who is intrinsically and infinitely good. We aren't good. The goodness of God is cause for us to thank God, and this goodness is rooted in his mercy, and everything about God is good. He's a good God who does good things. God has no logical reason for treating humanity this way, but he does because of his mercy. And then God is the God of all gods, and his mercy endures forever. Verse 2, give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Heathens worshipped all kinds of deities and still do, but there is only one true God, and he's the only supreme God who is above all the others considered to be God. Thank God that he is a merciful God. And then God is the Lord of lords, and his mercy endures forever. Verse 3, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. All three names of God show up in these first three verses. Verse 1 is Jehovah, verse 2 is Elohim, verse 3 is Adonai. Each name is critical to God, and each noun is connected to the mercy of God. And God is that supreme ruler over all rulers. There's no one higher than him. Thank God he's a merciful God, because with this kind of power, he would not have to be. And then God alone does great wonders, and his mercy endures forever. Verse 4, to him alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. God alone has absolute power. He does wondrous things with that power. We can look to him to use that power. And then God made the heavens with skill, and his mercy endures forever. Verse 5 says, to him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. God created everything with great skill. Can anyone explain how a planet just hangs in space? There are no bolts holding it down. Can anyone explain meteors that shoot this way and that way, all we can do is look up and admire the heavens. It's a place of mercy. It's a place of angels. It's a place of the redeemed. And then God spread out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 6. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. God created a wonderful earth for people to live on because of his mercy. If the earth were smaller or larger, the atmosphere would be different and could not sustain life. We could easily see that the earth sits above the waters. Swamps prove it, and so do wells. And then God made the great lights of the sky, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 7, to him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. God did not need the lights in the sky. We do. Realize that we see the same lights that Adam and Eve saw. We see the same lights David and Solomon saw. We see the same lights Paul saw. The mercy of God is in every bit of this. These are the distinct lights that display God as a merciful God to his people. And then God made the sun to rule the day, because his mercy endures forever. In verse 8, the sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. God made the sun on day 4 of his creation. He made it and has been there ever since. Then he made the moon and the stars to rule the night, because his mercy endures forever. Look at verse 9. The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. There's still ships that navigate direction by the stars that God has placed in the sky. And then God smote the Egyptians and their firstborn because of his mercy. Verse 10, to him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever. God's power struck down Israel's enemies, and his mercy was displayed to his people. His mercy was a saving mercy. The Egyptians so hated Israel that they wanted to kill every baby boy. God's mercy struck down the Egyptians. God brought Israel as a nation out of Egypt because of his mercy. Look at verse 11. And brought Israel out from among them, for his steadfast love endures forever. God delivered his people to freedom because of his mercy. And then God delivered Israel with a strong and outstretched arm because of his mercy. Look at verse 12. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. God's power was on the side of his people because he is merciful to them. When God's power is used to help his people, it is a tremendous display of his mercy. And then God parted the Red Sea for Israel because of his mercy. Look at verse 13. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever. Deuteronomy 7:7 says that God did not choose them and deliver them because they were impressive. In fact, they were the smallest of all the nations. And then God brought Israel through the Red Sea because of his mercy. Look at verse 14. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever. God only parted the sea, he took his people through the sea. And God overthrew Pharaoh in the Red Sea because of his mercy. Verse 15. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. God's mercy is what prompts God to destroy the enemies of his people. If enemies had their way, they would destroy God's people. And then God led Israel in the wilderness because of his mercy. Verse 16, to him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. God guarded, guided, and provided for his people in the wilderness because he is a merciful God. And then God smote great things, great kings, because of his mercy. Look at verse 17. To him who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. And then God slew mighty kings because of his mercy. Verse 18. And killed mighty kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. And God slew Sihon the Amorite king because of his mercy. Verse 19. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sihon was mentioned in Psalm 135:11. Sihon would not let Israel pass through the land to the promised land, so God destroyed him and dropped him like a fly. And then God slew Og, the king of Bashan, because of his mercy. Look at verse 20. And Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. Og was mentioned again in Psalm 135:11. Og was the father of the giants, Deuteronomy 3:11. His bed was 13.5 feet long and 6 feet wide. He was intimidating, and God dropped him. God gave land to Israel because of his mercy. Look at verse 21. And gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. God literally took Israel to the exact land to which he wanted her to be. God gave an inheritance to Israel because of his mercy. Look at verse 22. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his steadfast love endures forever. What human deserves an inheritance from God? No one. It's due to his mercy. And then God thinks about us in our low estate because of his mercy. 23. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever. For the first time in the psalm, the writer changes the pronouns to us and ours. So there's a personal application to be made to individuals that is just as true today as it was when the psalm was written. God demonstrated his mercy to us in our lowest moment. Ours is a sorry condition. Spiritually speaking, we were in a state of bankruptcy. God remembered us and did not forget about us, and in his mercy, he delivered us. And then God rescues us from our adversaries because of his mercy. We see that in verse 24. And rescued us from our foes. For his steadfast love endures forever. God rescued us from our enemies, just like he did in the past times for Israel. No matter how strong the adversaries or threat, God is able to rescue us. His mercy prompts us to do that. And then God provides food for all flesh because of his mercy. Verse 25, he who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. This includes both people and animals. He's provided food for us. God is the one who supplied physical food and spiritual food. And God in heaven is to be thanked because of his mercy. Verse 26, give thanks to the Lord, God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. Hebrew title for God is the one that is used here. It means the God of heaven. We analyze the psalm, we conclude he is the only God of heaven and the only supreme sovereign God. This supreme God is a merciful God, and we are to give thanks to him forever.